Welcome, traveler. My, you look ravaged and exhausted. The path to the shrine is long and treacherous, yet you come here every year. It is commendable, to say the least. Tell me, do you seek to know your future so desperately? Or are there other forces at play? An overwhelming desire to see the shrine's oracle again, perhaps? You mustn't heed these words, traveler. The lonely ramblings of an oracle after months of solitude. It makes me happy to see a familiar face again, even if it has been so long since our last meeting. Do you remember what I foresaw the time before? Yes, that's correct. Today, exactly 1 year after that premonition, you would meet your desired soulmate. I must ask, have you met them yet? There is still time in the day, you see, so. No? Thank the heavens. No, I didn't say a thing. My red gown looks nice on me. Thank you for the compliment, traveler, but I don't see how. The premonition? Did it speak of a girl wearing red clothing? Perhaps, that may be so, but you can't expect me to remember every little detail like that. Many visit me over the course of a year, seeking guidance. Their threads of fate are bound to get tangled and mixed up, so you see. It is true that I did recognize you almost instantly. Traveler, please don't embarrass a pure maiden like this. You came here to know what lies on your path of destiny, did you not? Then give an offering unto the gods and kneel in prayer. I will prepare the ritual so that my eyes may... Traveler, why are you giving these to me? Huh? Because I'm your Traveler, don't say such a thing. You're in the house of the gods. They don't take kindly to their authority being challenged. You were only kidding. I see. Still, you shouldn't joke about things like that. Many have done far less to earn the gods' ire. We should hurry up. The night is getting late. Soon, there will be no time left for you to meet your soulmate, as was destined. As the oracle, I have a special obligation to see the prophecies I foresee completed. Please, stand back, traveler. I will commune with the weavers of fate and tell you what I see. I can see a shrine. No, this shrine. You're here, traveler. But a year has not passed yet, yet you remain. I see. You're with a woman. Together. Kissing? Her name. She is... Well, why are you looking at me like that, traveler? You knew? Ah, I see. You didn't know. My reaction gave it away? You must have suspected something, at the very least. Is that why you came here so late? Out of options, with the only possibility of your soulmate being I should call on the priest, traveler. Tell them that someone is attempting to rob me of my purity. Why? I'm not doing that? Well, you see, I suppose a part of me wished for it too. I did not even own a red gown when I saw your destiny last year, and yet, here we are. I'm no common woman, yet I felt I needed to. Needed to look good for you. Am I a fool? Perhaps, but I would rather be a fool than to never see you again. Your visits do cheer me up. I wish you could stay longer than a night. I wish you could stay all... Traveler, why are you coming closer? I've never seen you up this close before. You look even prettier. My chin lifted up. Please be gentle. It's my first kiss. Perhaps this is the right thing to do. Prophecies must be fulfilled after all. Traveler, might you stay with me in the shrine for the night? Forever? Such brazenness. But maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Never let me be alone again.